Everyone will tell you, in order to become rich, famous, and successful, you need to have two traits. The ability to work hard and the ability to work smart. I truly agree with these traits, but there is a third trait which most of the people ignore, and that is to have some kind of pagalpan. But before starting with the main content of this podcast, you have to accept the harsh reality of your life. All of us have very difficult lives. As a child, your teachers and your parents scold you. As a teenager, you have a lot of burden on your studies, and sometimes you are in such a state from which recovery is very difficult. As an adult, you have financial pressure, relationship pressure, but you have to remember one thing. Everything what happens throughout your lifetime has a reason. Your life will throw punches at you. Everyone has some kind of vision. The people who have become successful, like those of Steve Jobs, Virat Kohli, Elon Musk, had a vision that they wanted to achieve something in their lives. They had a clear mind. They started early in their lives to build up themselves as an authority, and this is what you have to do too. And I assume most of you are students, whether in secondary schools, high schools, or college students. You have come here to make up an income source for yourselves. So without wasting much time, let's get started. So the number one way by which you can earn money as a student in India is by selling your old textbooks. The books you used for your previous semesters are now useless for you, I believe. You do not require them anymore to cover the space in your bookshelves. Then why not sell these books? Many students sell their used books of the previous semester to the students who have now taken the admission in the new class. You can charge some modest fee for each book and earn a good amount of income. You can also sell books of your classmates. If they wish not to sell them on their own, you can take books from them and tell them that I will give you a small commission and I will sell these books. Now, how to sell the used books? You can sell these books simply by listing them on OLX or putting up a stall in a crowded place in your city. I must tell that selling books is not a project of more than 2 days, but it is a one-time income. You have to remember this. Now, the second important way by which you can earn money as a student is by registering with a website and then earning from there on. And its name is Milan. Yes, it's my website only. I have launched out a program from which you can earn money. You have to just write articles or put out a video which has a lot of value, which has a great content, and then from there on you will earn some money. I started this platform in the May of 2018, and it has become a very nice platform, attracting a lot of visitors per day. Actually, I'm not alone. I started with this platform with my friend. His name is Aditya. If you are fond of reading and writing, Milan is a great place for you. We have also introduced you with a chat option from where you can start to converse with the users which have registered there, which are great players, which are huge players there. We have paid a lot of them on their work. We actually pay you on the basis of words you have written in your article and visitors you have received on your article. It's totally free, just like YouTube, for you to register and publish out articles there. Now, the third way by which you can earn money as a student is freelancing as a part-time job. If you find your talent in one thing or the other, or you are really well experienced in a particular subject, then freelancing is for you. Freelancing is actually a way by which you can earn a good income by completing the tasks of other people who assign you. There are many freelancing websites just like Freelancer, TopTal, Upwork, Elance. When I was first starting out with the online world, freelancing was the way for me then. I started out with providing services for writing blogs, for websites, making websites. I did some translation work and much more. And over years, I improved my capability to write high quality articles regularly. Now you are the one to judge my articles by reading them. So I shifted from freelancing to blogging, but I would recommend everyone to first start out with providing paid services to people, that is freelancing, and then start with a business, just what I did. Now the fourth way you can earn money is by starting a blog. This is the thing I love to do. I'm doing this for many years now, and I have developed a sense of trust in this kind of business. Now I want you to start with blogging, as 2019 is the best time to start a blog. This is because of the resources present now. Earlier, it was very difficult to even research a topic and write a post. Even making a website was very difficult. You can earn a good income as a student starting a blog on the topic which you like, which you are passionate about. I would recommend starting a blog directly on WordPress. It is a platform, and buy a custom domain and hosting rather than starting a blog on Blogger or WordPress extension. If you want to check the current pricing of hosting and domain on Bluehost, Bluehost is the most trusted website, most trustable hosting provider for beginners. I have given a link below in the article from where you can check the pricing and get a discount of 60%. If you do not know anything about this industry, then I would recommend you to read lots and lots of blog posts on Backlinko, neilpatel.com, or simply watch the YouTube channel Income School, which is my favorite actually. Now, next way of earning money online is by using an application called Meesho. What if I say that an app can pay you better than your 9-to-5 jobs? Meesho is the best app for reselling hub. It works like affiliate programs, but I believe it is better. This app is for Indian market only. Meesho is basically for reselling the clothes, daily essentials to other people by referring your ID, by referring your user registration. If they tell you that they want to buy the product you referred, you have to just add the address in the name of the person you ordered. It works like this only. You can set your margin as high as you want to, but I would recommend you to set up margin which is reasonable, not that low and not that high. They deliver the product referring to your name. It is a great way, originating in India very rapidly. This app is available on Play Store if you have an Android. Now the question comes, where can you sell these products? You can simply make a group with your friends on WhatsApp, add at least 100 people and start to offer them the products. Or you can simply post on Facebook groups or any other social media. You will surely earn something. Now the next way, which is the best way I believe on the list, by which you can earn money and make a presence in the online world, and that is to start with a YouTube channel. Being the world's second largest search engine after the mighty Google, YouTube is the best platform in 2019 to start with your business. Even better than Milan at this point, but I believe Milan is going to be better than YouTube in the future. You can start uploading videos on anything you want, and there are a ton of users who will watch your videos. YouTube is crazy. You have a lot of scopes to start your career on YouTube. Do you know that Justin Bieber grew out from YouTube only? Alan Walker was the one too. I started with a YouTube channel, but as my passion concerns to write, I was not successful on YouTube. I'm going successfully in blogging industry. The amount of views you get on your blog is 3 times less what you get on the YouTube, but the earning potential on a blog is much more. On YouTube, you can get famous faster than that of a blog. But who said YouTubers are earning less? In 2015, the famous PewDiePie earned around $15 million just from YouTube. Now here are some tips to start on YouTube. First of all, you have to customize your channel properly. You have to upload high quality videos with rich description, rich tags, and focus more on content. You have to not worry about the video quality you are producing, but you have to worry about the content you are providing, how it is different from your competitors who are in your industry. That's what you have to do. You have to provide a good information on about page of the channel, and you have to set up proper business contact details. Try to focus more on subscribers rather than focusing on income. Now the next way by which you can earn money is give your gadgets on rent. I know you are a gadget freak, you are a student, You have cameras and all that thing. I know students have these. You can give your gadgets on rent to other people. There are a lot of people who are looking forward to renting every month. Be the first one to provide them. I'm having a Canon 80D DSLR. Last month, I posted an advertisement for that camera for rent on OLX. And can you imagine what happened next? I got a bunch of customers that day only to rent out my camera. I was overwhelmingly surprised. I gave it on rent to one of my customers for $25 a day. That is equivalent to rupees 1700 in a day. Can you imagine this? He took the camera for 7 days and I got a surprising amount of $175. You can rent out anything. What I found is that OLX is such a trustable marketplace in India for used products and additional services. Now the next way by which you can earn money is by stock photos. Do you know that you can earn money by just selling the photos clicked by you? Yeah, this is true. If you are good at photography and want to display your skills to a larger community, then what can be better than selling it as a stock photo on different websites? You are having a camera, but you lack in photography skills. Don't mind, just get up one night for only 2 hours and watch some basic videos on YouTube. Those videos for sure will help you a lot. You can continue to develop your skill by watching videos regularly and reading various articles daily. Here are some of the best stock photos I'm going to tell you: Shutterstock, Fotolia, Etsy, Alamy. These are some of the best places where you can sell your photos which were clicked by you, stock photos. I have earned a few $100 selling beautiful pics which I clicked in my school campus only. I'd like to take night photographs of stars and different celestial objects. Now, the next way you can earn money as a student is Amazon Flex. Amazon Flex has been recently introduced in India. Actually, it was there from 5 years in foreign country, but it has been introduced a month back. Actually, not a month back, a 15 days back in India. Here you have to, what you have to do is act as a delivery agent for the company. It is flexible. It is totally flexible. You can choose your hours in which you have to choose your hours. You can choose your flexible slots in which you have to sell the product which is ordered by the customer in a place, because there are many products of delivery agents are not able to deliver them so fast. So they have introduced a flex object from where students can earn money, can earn around 120 to 140 rupees per hour by selling them. This is what you have to do. Now the next way you can earn money is by writing ebooks. Writing a long ebook will help you generate a good amount of income, actually a passive income for the years to come. If you are writing an evergreen content that you can sell your ebook for 10 years even, I recommend not to write an ebook on the topic which will last for a year or so. I believe that you should make your first sale of ebook in the first month itself when you publish it. It should be at least 25,000 words. It takes around a month and a half to write a well-formatted content. You can sell your ebook on Amazon and eBay. Now there you have it. One thing to say, I'm not a so-called expert. I'm still a learner. So don't rely on me. You have a lot to do along with studying. I can keep sharing information, but nothing is going to happen until you take an action. I'm sure you will consider pinging off one of my ideas to take action upon. With this, my list for 21 ways, which I've only told some of them in this podcast, but in the article, there are 21. You can read them. You can join my newsletter. If you want to yourself to be updated with my latest content when I publish out an article, you can just below this podcast you can see an option for entering email address. There you can enter your email address and then become a part of our community. If you have any inquiry or suggestion, then don't forget to post it into the comment section below. With that said, goodbye.